Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
And welcome to the show. Today, we are discussing astral actions impacting the physical plane and conducting psychic readings. I think we're going to take a couple of callers first today. I want to invite our callers and listeners to join us here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked here under our Blog Talk Radio profile. We do appreciate your support on those pages. And call-in number 914-338-0164. And the number to call after the show for more conversation, 562-596-7818. All right. Let us bring on our first caller, 507. Who is this?
What is the number again?
Oh, no, you're on 507. You're on there.
Okay, gotcha. Yes. I am kind of in a rut right now. I lost my boyfriend 2.5 years ago to suicide, and I have quite a few people on the other side, my brother and father as well. And I've been told that my boyfriend was kind of a main guide, I've been told, and I get messages like from them, but a lot of times they come in numbers, like birthday, you know, anniversaries, things like that, and get drawn to things. But I'm stuck in a rut, kind of like I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do with my life, or like, so career wise I'm kind of wondering, because for a while I was feeling like, you know, I was actually getting stuff like a medium, you know, like I'd be randomly getting things from other people's relatives that are crossed over, and I didn't even know it till I was talking to them. So,
okay.
But now lately I just feel like I'm in a rut. So I guess my question is, you know, if you have any insight or get a feeling on anything that's going on, because I'm just confused right now on what I'm supposed to do.
Can we get some information from you? Yeah. What's your name and location first?
Julie.
First name only. Go ahead.
Julie.
Julie?
Julie, Rochester, Minnesota.
Rochester, Minnesota?
Yep.
Okay. And what is your birth date, Julie?
11/20/68.
13/28/10/1. Okay. And do you want to, you brought up a lot of different things. Specifically, what do you want to focus on today's reading? Just the block that you're experiencing, or did you want to connect with someone from the other side?
Well, I mean, it would be great if I could connect. There's some more clarity, I mean, because you have more experience in this realm, both of you. So if I could connect and understand, because I used to have, you know, dreams with my loved ones that have crossed over in them, and they seem to be giving me messages, and now I don't have dreams with them, but they're of other people that I know, but they're not my loved ones. So if I could connect with the loved ones that were family,
all right,
that would be great.
Sure. Well, yeah, we can try. What's your boyfriend's birth date? The boyfriend that died from suicide.
11/11/82.
11/11/82. 4/14. 24, 6. It's difficult because when someone crosses from suicide and you said, you know, you get messages from him, I mean, you can certainly communicate with people from the other side. There's no question. But as far as someone who has committed suicide being a guide per se, they have, their position once crossed over when after having committed suicide is not, even a human being who's just on the astral realm dying from natural causes or whatever it may be, it's difficult for human beings to be guides unless they've actually transcended and their role is to be assigned as a guide to specific persons. When someone's committed suicide, they're working so intensely on their own karma that they've produced from that suicide and whatever else they're dealing with from their successive past lives or previous past lives. All that karma makes it very hard to be a personal guide for someone. So,
okay.
That said,
okay.
Yes, that's about correct. Now, Julie, the essence of your birth dates. You know, you're both an 11. You're born on the 20th, and he's born on the 11th, which is
a 2.
And then your years, you know, are interchangeable. Your 6 to his 8 is 68. And your 8 to his 2 is 82.
And his year is her inverted karmic number.
Yeah.
And they match on the karmic side. They're both 4s.
And we've often stressed that, elevens are somewhat negative numbers. I know there's a popular discussion about 11 being mystical and sacred and all this, but they do hold, 11s hold a negative energy as well. And we've often focused on that as part of the energy and the karma of a human being's energy. Remember too, that your month is a 2, becomes a 2, and your last number is an 8. So that's 8 and 2. And that energy corresponds to the year your boyfriend who committed suicide was born. Now, I want to ask you something because I don't know where this is coming from yet. So let's think first as a concrete subject and then maybe symbolically. But where in your life or where anywhere in your life, first of all, concretely, was there a motorcycle?
That's interesting you should say that. My brother, who's crossed over, he had a motorcycle, and his birthday is 11/18. But
oh, wow. Older 11.
Not. So,
well,
yeah.
You know, so Julie, the energy that I just got on the radio today, the information of somebody having crossed over, right now we seem to have brought your brother in because – now that you validated the motorcycle belonging to him, I sense that the motorcycle imagery was being sent to me from a soul or a spirit, in spirit form.
Okay.
A soul.
That makes
now,
sense. Yeah.
So there's a lot of death around you, but let's say there's a lot of crossing over around you, and you're yet here surviving. So there's something in your energy that attracts people who have crossed over. You seem to have a circuit, a connection that they're drawn to. And so you're receiving the vibration and the energy of these people, maybe not always correctly interpreting it or knowing where it's going, because that takes a certain skill too. But you're at least, I validate, you're getting information from somebody. Also, somebody had a store and then they had to sell it. Was there anybody in the family that ever owned a store that was later sold?
My uncle was a cook. He had a couple of restaurants that were sold off and on.
A restaurant. Her uncle was a cook.
Oh, uncle
restaurant.
Is he crossed over?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
You know, Julie, you're of the vibration of you as a living human being is definitely drawing in spirits. And when I say spirits, I mean people, spirits that were once connected to human bodies.
Right.
So you've got a lot of those around you.
Yeah.
And is there anybody named Will, Wilbur, Wheaton, something with a W?
Okay. My father, who's crossed over, his birthday is 12/4. His nickname was Willie.
Okay.
Well, that's
so
Father
he's
Will.
Here.
Pardon?
You see, what's happening on the radio today is that they pulled you into our show. I don't know if I've ever spoken to you before, but they pulled you into our show.
Have we spoken with you before, Julie?
Yes, you have, twice, I think.
Okay.
It was like a year ago. So.
Okay, I don't.
You know,
I'm not recalling. Normally, I do.
And Julie, I have.
He doesn't recall.
I don't have a very good memory. As I get older,
you speak to a lot of
people.
With all due respect, I just don't. I mean, I've got a good memory.
You've got a good memory, but it's like with the reading.
No worries at all.
Yes.
Just on Neil's memory really quickly, because I want to clarify what happens with readings is that, you know, really because there's so many readings that come in, he clears his mind really afterwards. So he's not retaining it. I happen to retain it, but I'm, you know, it's a different process for me than Neil.
So this is, well, this is all fresh now. So to speak. Now your energy, as I see it, you're like a light that's attracting the spirits. Your energy form is attracting them. It must be coming from your third eye.
And she's got a six.
Yeah, she has a six in there. But there's more than that in her, you know, in her, her third eye activation is what I'm connecting to, even beyond her birth date form. So there's something going on there. Mm-hmm. There seems to be something with either interior design or designing or artistry. Who is the artist or the designer?
That would be my brother.
Is he crossed or alive?
He crossed over. Yeah, he's the one with the he did have a motorcycle. It wasn't.
He's the 11/18 birthday. Do you have his year real quick? 64. Okay.
Well, you know, we're building it. We're building a conversation, I think, is what we're doing, Julie. And I think, first of all, you know, when someone's on an island and they're stranded and they see a plane above, all they want to do first is say, I'm here. Forget the details as to what happened to me, but I'm here. These spirits are further validating to you, we are here. We are around you, and we are close to you. So they are here. I like to use that entertaining movie Ghost. They're the Patrick Swayze's around you.
So, you know, as far as her block is concerned, because she says she's feeling stuck, right? Isn't that what you expressed, Julie?
Yeah, confused of, you know, kind of where to go, because I know that they're there, and I know my dad and my brother and Dan not as much, but I know these people that, you know, come. I'm drawn to times, birth year, and whatever, birthdays and things.
Okay, so let me ask you something, Julie. Who in the family had the drinking problem?
Oh, that would be Dan. I take that back. There was alcoholism that ran in my family. Dan was last. My brother had a drinking problem, but both of my uncles that are crossed over also had a drinking problem.
So Dan is who? Who is Dan?
Dan is my former boyfriend, one that committed suicide.
Okay.
Yeah,
Dan's boyfriend had drinking, but there was also drinking in the family.
So what's happened is this block that you feel you might have, this energy that is disturbing you. Some of the content of it has to do with the general karma that's sweeping all around the theme of alcoholism.
Yeah.
Does it mean that you have
that
an alcohol problem? But it means that there's the emotional content and the mental content of that alcohol problem is creating an energy field that's providing a block for you. It's like you walked into a room with a lot of cigarette smoke, and yet you have a chair there you have to sit in. So that's
yep.
why you're not breathing properly in terms of getting your life in order. So there's some things that are disorganized. There also seems to be some problematic things with inheritance or monies. I don't want to get into personal items, but there seems to be some money issues. At least there were, if they're not still pending. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't really have any money, but yes, it makes sense in the issues in my family. Not with me so much, but family.
Maybe that's a problem.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Was there ever anything that was questioned in a will or after death about monies?
Well, it's funny you should mention that. Just because a couple of days ago, my sister asked my mother for money for part of her inheritance because my mom gave me some because I was going to be homeless. So it's funny you should bring this up because this has been a big hurt for my mom lately. So that issue has come up just recently, but not with me necessarily. Yeah. Go ahead.
You know, here's what this reading is. You called like you were on an island and you were waving for attention to get some connection. We're the plane that connected to you and said, we see you. And our information is coming from human souls that have crossed over that are somewhat very glad we connected to you, first of all, because it lets them be heard that they're really here verbatim. And two, that the problems that are being mapped out are the real problems we're discussing. Now, we haven't even gotten into further details, but we've established a good first step foundation to rounding the bases. Also, there's somebody who is a baseball star. Who is the baseball fanatic?
You know, I'm not sure of, but I do get, I don't know. I won't even, it's just, Kurt Cobain, for some reason, over the last year, I've had, I don't know, numerous things with him, but I don't know, as far, a lot of musical stuff, music people, but not.
Okay, I understand. I don't know where the baseball, when I said browning the bases, a spirit suddenly showed me a baseball field, so I don't know what that, is there any Robert anywhere?
That's my father.
Oh,
wait, that's his actual name.
But his nickname was Will, but his name is Robert.
His nickname was Willie. I don't know. Oh, I know why. Because his middle name is William.
Okay, so Robert.
William.
So
yep.
Robert
Willie
is his name?
He wasn't necessarily, he might have played, you know, baseball when he was younger, but he wasn't.
It doesn't matter.
You know,
is Robert his name?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yes.
So what's happening, Julie, is he's coming in very strongly.
And did he like baseball?
That I'm aware of.
Okay.
Don't worry about
baseball.
We did
play. Yep, yep.
Julie,
the baseball got you, Robert, for some reason.
When I asked about baseball, the spirit said to me, I'm transforming that into my name. My name is Robert. So I throw away baseball. Don't worry about it. It just got me to the name Robert. Don't worry about baseball.
Okay.
It just means that he sent me a metaphor, and he didn't mean it to be taken literally. And so he was sort of laughing over there saying, no, I don't. That was your metaphor, Neil, but I'm Robert who sent you that image.
Huh.
Okay.
So we're making some very good connections. You know, we can't do a long reading because
this has been pretty generous. Yeah, we've got other callers, Julie. But when we connect to the spirits, we like to, you know, give some time so they can express.
Yeah.
They're there
what
for
they
you.
Want.
They're available. You can always, you can always call us and for a deeper reading and on a different level. But still, you know, always take advantage of the show or whatever you can do. Talk to them. They hear you. You know, these are some quick things you can do.
Okay, Julie.
Okay.
Thank you so much for connecting.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. 646 is on the air. Who's this?
Hello. Good afternoon. This is Terry. How are you today?
I'm sorry. Who's this?
Terry.
Terry?
Yes.
Hi, Terry. How do you spell your name?
It's Terry.
Okay, that's what I have. Terry, what's your location? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York, and I just want to do a validation follow-up.
Are you having a hard time hearing her?
A little bit.
You
want to do a what?
Is it? Hello?
Hi, that's a little bit better. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Okay, so yeah, I'm just calling to do a validation follow-up. I talked to you guys about... Yes, hello.
Hi, good. We always like to hear validations. That's nice.
Yes. So I called back in March, okay, and I think it was the end of March. I think it was sometime in the middle of March, and I called in reference because I was looking to move temporarily. And
yeah, I remember you.
Neil explained that so I should look for a nice room, but in the $600 range. And
yes.
I just wanted to let you guys know that I did find something, and I have already moved in. It's actually a brand new room, so the whole apartment was completely gutted, okay? So it definitely fitted my budget, and I was very happy because the area is completely safe and it's completely clean. So I just wanted to follow up to let you guys know.
That's great. We always love to hear when the readings are accurate and what the information that's provided on the show. You know, there's some validity, so that's great. That's great.
Yes.
Do you have any question today?
Yes, I just have one little question. Neil, because currently I work in a call center, okay? So how much longer do you see me working in this call center? I'm not going to quit until I find something, but I don't plan on being there much longer.
How much longer, Terry? How much longer what?
How much longer do you see me in the call center position? Because I work at a call center right now. So how much longer do you see me in this particular position?
Particular position? I'm getting how
it's
much
so
longer?
Hard to, it's so hard to hear. Are you on a headset?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, let me take you guys off.
That's what the problem, I think.
Apologize.
We
can
have
you hear
probably.
Me?
That's much better.
Yes, you
okay.
Me? Thank you.
Yeah,
okay,
give
okay,
me your
I do
question
apologize.
Again. That's
so,
okay.
Yes, currently, I work at a call center, and I would like to know how much longer do you see me working as a customer service representative?
How much longer? Okay, let's get your birthday, Terry, too.
It's August 12th.
Mm-hmm. And the year?
Oh, year? Okay, 1980.
1980?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm glad we clarified that because it sounded like you said, how much longer do I have to be in this costume? I was trying to figure out what that meant.
Who knows?
That's so funny.
She is how old? 37?
Yes.
Call center.
Oh, so you're coming up on a multiple, Terry, of you're going to be 38?
Yes, in August.
So...
She was born when, 80?
She's born in 80.
And I'm going back to school, yes.
Wait, am I doing this right?
No,
8, 9, 10, 11? No, because I'm not adding, 30, right? That's my problem. 21.
36.
20, she's 36. Yeah, she's 36.
Uh-huh.
That's why. But she's a 29, 11 equals 2. So she's going to be 37. She's going to be 38 in 2018, which is
18,
11.
Yes.
That's what.
How
I'm
long do you
at.
Have to be in the call center? How long do you have to be in the call center? First of all, in terms of the call center, Terry, where were you a year
She was in her costume.
Where were you
a year ago? A year and a half ago, I was actually temping in the health benefits department.
She was
in health benefits. I was actually in health benefits. I was in health benefits for about a year and a half.
Neil heard that you were
a
turkey. Is that what you were saying?
Okay. Health benefits. Now, what I was getting prior to you answering that question was something about crisis or health. There was something about that element that I was getting, and I think what I was coming close to was the health benefit thing. Because usually health benefits has to do with crisis and health and things like that. So I was getting that element. So what's probably going to happen, it could be another 6 months. How long have you been at this current job?
About 5 months now. It hasn't been too long.
5 months?
Mm-hmm.
What field? I mean, you're in a call center, but what type of business are you working for?
Where people just call to generally make complaints.
Oh, boy. That must be.
Yes.
What is
it? They make complaints.
People just make complaints.
It's like
a complaint center for
anything. Yeah, I don't want to say the name. I don't want to say the name of the job.
No, you don't need to.
On air.
Okay. So
but I just work in the area. People just call. Yeah, we provide service information for the city that I live.
Okay, so you're probably a very helpful person, a very good listener. You try to help, but you also try to represent the company that you're working for. So you're always caught in a quagmire of sorts. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. Because I get a feeling from you that if I were to call you with a complaint, you would be try to be very helpful, but I would also sense that you would be very limited in what you could do and be very frustrating for you because you also have certain obedience to the people you work for and you're an ethical person.
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
Well, she's probably limited. She's taking the complaint, not really managing the complaints in a call center.
She's hearing
it and not able to really, you
she
know.
She would probably say, if it was my ruling, I'd help you much more than I'm available to.
Right. She's limited by just being in the call center.
Well, you know, you're serving a little bit of a karma there, and so you're sort of a human voice to some of these people, but it's putting you in a position that's probably making you feel a little bit miserable, uncomfortable, not feeling really healthy about being there. So what I think that the 6 months I was coming up with almost rounds off to the 6 months that you've almost been there, so I could be picking up on that, and if I'm correct, you could be leaving within 2 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't, the 6 months, I thought it was 6 months henceforth. That was going to be, but because you've been there about that long, I'm thinking maybe that's what I was picking up on. And if that's the case, then you're going to be out of there probably by July, you're already gone.
Do you have a field that you're interested in getting into?
Actually, I'm going to start to do, yes. I'm going to actually try to get back into the health benefits field, number one. Number two, I also have my personal care certificate to do companionship for the elderly. So.
Oh, that's better application. I mean, that's going to allow her to help people in a more active way than she's able to in that phone.
You're a helper. You're considered high in the astral realm. They spirits recognize your power and your energy as something high. So that you're in good favor with them. Now helping the elderly is terrific. That's probably what you should focus on because they were giving me the suggestion of self-employment. Now, what that means is the self-employment is translated as your certificate, that you are licensed, that you have a certification, and so therefore you're sort of employable as a person with an expertise of some sort. And there's a vague accent to the idea that you'd be self-employed. You just wouldn't be calling it. You're at a call center. The health benefits, that world is changing dramatically, and I think that as that world changes dramatically, the elderly are very frightened about their future, about their welfare.
Yes, they are. Yes.
And so you as an energy needs to make a put your placement in there because the elderly need people like you. They need that comfort before they leave the planet because they're vulnerable.
Okay.
And she can be self-employed as a health aide if you're certified. You know, rather than or work for an agency, freelance, things like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you're making a direct one-on-one interaction with face-to-face, hopefully with people, and you make that contact and you're just not trying to manage people's complaints and not getting where you really need to be. Okay?
Exactly,
okay, Terry.
Yes.
Well, we hope that
guys.
Helps.
All
okay,
right, I'll see you guys hopefully sometime in July. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Talk to you soon.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Let us know. Bye. 402. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Melinda.
Hi, Melinda. How are you?
I'm good. My connection is not real good. I keep dropping the call.
Yeah, I've noticed that you've come in and out. So sorry, but if you drop, just call back.
Okay.
Okay, Melinda, what's going on?
I think I'm just dealing with a lot of blockage. And
okay.
I'm wondering if you could help me with that.
Okay, what's your location, Melinda? Where do you live and what's your birth date?
I live in Nelson, Nebraska.
Okay.
And my birth date is 7/28/76.
Mm. So interesting. I wrote down 8/7. I should probably say this before I get the birth date. I wrote down 8/7. So far I've got your month, your fire number, and the combined 17/8 is your karmic side, which is an 8. What's her master number? 8, 9, 10, 17. But she's a 40 equals 4. Okay, so.
And she's 40.
And you are 40. Calling the show. Good timing. So right now you're going through a big change.
Yeah.
In your life. Which started last year, approximately.
Yeah.
So, what do you have to say?
Well, in so far that
no,
you
because
got,
we've got other. I want to get to her question
okay.
And.
Well. Kristen was connecting. I saw her write these numbers down. She did. She wrote down 8 and 7. And those numbers become a 15 equals 6. Now, that has to do with the third eye energy, so there's a little bit of a blockage in there.
Mm.
And I think it has to do – let me ask you something, Melinda. Just say yes or no. Do you have siblings?
Yes.
Do you have at least, if not more, but at least two other siblings?
Yes.
Now, when I'm examining this block, or rather the two of us, we're examining this block because we're working together here. What I'm coming up with is that part of the puzzle to unraveling your block energy right now, we have to move over to the room that says siblings. So, first question, do you have any rivalry or negative feelings about any of your siblings?
Yes.
Okay, so that right there is part of the, you know, it's a big knot and there's another knot on top of a knot. That's part of the one knot we have to undo. There's something with the rivalry with the siblings that is prompting a problem. And if it can't be resolved, then somehow you have to let go of it or get to the healthiest position you can, considering that they're your siblings.
Right.
So is there one sibling in one state and one sibling outside of the state you're in?
Yes.
You see, we're mapping it out and we're trying to figure out, first of all, how to undo the first knot. So that's the first knot. Now, again, don't worry if I'm right or wrong on this, but are there like two sisters? Is there a brother beside two sisters? You can tell me their arrangement of the siblings. Don't give me any names.
I have, yes, two sisters, one in state, one in another state, and I have a brother on the other side.
Oh, a brother on the other side.
And a brother on the other side. So the brother on the other side
is communicating.
And the two sisters, and the brother on the other side is telling me about the two sisters in either state.
Okay.
So now we have to look at this problem as part of the
block.
Of the disillusion of tearing apart the block, because that's what the brother seems to be saying from his vantage point as to how to start to tackle this problem. Does that make
right.
any sense to you?
Yeah.
Now where was the dog? Where's the pet, the dog?
We've had many dogs.
Did the brother have a favorite dog to your knowledge?
Me and the sister who there is maybe the first blockage or the biggest blockage or something with, we had a dog at the time that my brother passed. My mother didn't come full term with him, but we knew he was a boy.
Okay, so the brother didn't even, he was never born. She was, the brother was lost in the pregnancy, during the pregnancy.
And there was a dog at the time?
Is that what you said? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Now, again, another subject matter. Were there ever any firearms or guns or hunting guns or anything throughout the family history?
Yes.
Okay. A little bit of a pause there, but you finally said yes. Were there ever any, throughout family history, were there any accidents, car accidents?
Yes.
And did the accidents result in some form of injury?
Sometimes.
Okay. So what I'm establishing is a beginning dialogue, beginning of spirits into the readings today, where I'm establishing, and this is all connected to your block, but sometimes we have to figure out where's it all coming from? Where's the origins of this? And that's where what we're trying to figure out. And is there anybody, was there anybody named Robin ever?
Yes.
Who's Robin?
She was my aunt.
Is she crossed over?
No.
So Robin Robin is your aunt.
On the level of my aunt. Yeah. No.
But so that information didn't come from your brother. That information came from some astral realm energy. I don't know where yet how I'm reading that one, but it's coming at me as a concrete energy. Have you ever been diagnosed with anything that concerned you on a health level?
Nothing serious. I have chronic illness.
You have a chronic illness?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so that's what I'm picking up on. This energy, Melinda, we're getting into an element of getting our hands in the
These
in
are
the
really,
clay.
Today, they've been kind of intense readings.
Yeah. You know what it is?
Complex.
The radio show isn't structured to give ready answers to complex problems like this. The radio
Correct.
Show in this context is structured to open up a door and to figure out how to at least get the door open so the room can be uncluttered.
Sometimes there are more easy answers on the radio,
there are.
But today
Not
it seems
time.
There aren't so.
With you, Melinda, what we're experiencing is that we got the door open.
Right.
We're opening up the door and we're trying to figure out where to go from there. If we had more time, we could get there. Did you ever have a concussion anytime?
Yes.
Okay, so you see, I'm starting to peek in the room and look around, and I saw a concussion. So that's another element. Real quickly, how did the concussion happen?
I had a fall.
Yeah.
Fall.
Well, all of this is building our position of clarifying your and getting rid of your block. We don't have time to go into further detail, but we made a connection. What
yes.
we can do. Chris and I, we look at these readings, we think about them, we go into great details about how to help people on our own. We just do that as our own service. We'll do that. You're always invited to call back the show or call for a personal reading.
562-596-7818. But we will work on this for you, definitely, as we do with all our callers and clients.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The extended dialogue about how to approach this and how to get rid of your block just demands more time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank
it.
You so much. Keep in touch. Okay. And, speaking of callers we connect with, it's funny. I looked at this person's phone number today, but I've been thinking about them. So this week,
Hello?
Stacey. Hi.
Yeah,
you've been
God.
On my mind.
Hi, oh my God, I'm so flattered, Kristen and Neil, for thinking of me. Well, like I said, it's been such a long road the past few years financially. It's really taken a toll. And I got something part-time in February, that was just a couple of months. It was a seasonal job, and then there was no time gap. I got a job within a few days later. It's just a temp thing, and it's going to be for like a month. So I'm happy that there was no time gap between this. You know what I mean? Because before that,
absolutely,
I was working. Exactly. And my son's doing the virtual online school, and it really works well because I can get to work on time.
So you decided to do the school, I was going to ask.
Yeah, because my son is like a master chess player. You know, he's very, very intelligent, my son.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, it's not like he wasn't getting up for school because he's lazy. No, he's in all advanced classes, and he'll be graduating next year in 10th grade. You know, he's super smart.
So he's able to take on more work than he would be able to if he was in a traditional classroom setting, which is probably good for him.
Exactly. And if you saw something on Time Magazine, it says that kids function better when they get to school at 8:30 rather than 7:30. So,
I would agree
with his
that.
Grades, and yeah, then 7:30, because if he's late 1 minute, they shut the door, and his grades are really, really great. And he's motivated, and he can do his work from 10 in the morning, and he diligently does it in the evening. And it's wonderful. I know somebody that did this program for the online school, and you want to hear something? Their mother was a Harvard graduate, recommended it for her son, and the son got a full scholarship after 10th grade to Lynn University. So it's a really good thing. It's not like you have real instructors. And also for Florida Career College, they also offer paralegal courses online.
Oh, wow. So Stacy, today, because we've got a couple other callers we got to get to, what's your question? Do you have a specific question today? Are you still working?
Well, yeah, I'm still working. I'm on my lunch break. So I just started, and you know, I'm so happy because at least I'll, I feel so good to get up in the morning and go to work, and I don't have to worry. I don't have to worry about anything because I love it. You know, it's just
great,
the flow of work. But the problem is, you know, I was out of work for so long and went through a lot, you know, financially. Well, there's been a lot of family discord between, I haven't spoken to my brother, like you're saying, sibling rivalry. I haven't bothered with him in quite a few years because he says some hurtful things to me. And basically, you guys know my age because I gave you my age. And basically, he says when a woman turns 45, they're not marketable, put it that way. And he said it really mean. And I haven't talked to him. And my mom, I guess, you know, she's a mama's boy. So I guess she sides with him, and I'm wondering, don't they have any remorse? I mean, you know.
So real quickly, because of your question, they probably feel very justified in what they're saying, and it's not a healthy family dynamic anyways for somebody to say those things. It's not a loving and nurturing atmosphere. So you trying to find that kind of nurturing from this. Energy is not going to be constructive. You know, there's hurt and pain and all that, but your best bet is to separate right now, not seeking. And to cultivate and nurture yourself, first of all, because you're going to need that. And yes, you are marketable. That's just nonsense. So, you know, all of these hurtful things.
Yeah, that's a sexist, ridiculous statement.
Shows his inadequate attitude about life, more or less about females and male.
Exactly. He never been married, and him basically said that he wants he's a couple years younger than me. He wants a woman who can have children, and he says when a woman turns 45, they turn into a hag.
Well,
and I never spoke to him since. I haven't spoken to him since, Neil. I haven't. And my mother thinks I'm holding a grudge, and we haven't spoken since.
Well, you know, separate right now. Separate nurture yourself. We'll focus on you getting your next job.
No, she is on a job.
But it's going to end in a month.
Oh, it is ending in a month.
So we'll focus on the next position you're getting into. I feel good about it. Let's go there instead of concentrating.
Right. You don't want to, yeah, you don't want to put your energy there, Stacey, because, you know, that's not going to be productive for getting this next job. Or
and, you know, you
want to
hear something? My mom's friends think that I'm right. They think that they're wrong, and they stated it to them. So it's not, you know, I'm not one holding a grudge, but I'm glad you clarified that I'm not, you know, that I'm glad you guys clarified that I did the right thing.
It's healthy to separate. Sometimes permanent separation is necessary in family situations. It has to be obviously evaluated on a case-by-case basis. But for now, at least for this show, we're saying for now, keeping a separation is healthy. And congratulations on your job, Stacey. And we will be putting out energy for you next.
But Neil, you see something coming up shortly after this? Like, what kind of field? Like, what kind of office do you see?
Stacey, because we got to move on, but what we'll do is we'll put out energy. I do see something coming up. I don't know yet what it is. Chris and I will put out some energy for it and see how we can manifest something more concretely in our mind. And maybe you might even get it before we even speak again. So let's formulate that energy and we'll go from there.
Okay, Stacey, take care.
Okay, thank you. You made me feel better now because at least, you know, because, you know, life is short and, you know, grudges, but I feel like this one can't be rectified. You understand.
Okay. You're in the right space.
You are, Stacey. Okay, take care. And now we're going to move on to our next caller, 216. Who's this?
Yes, hi. This is Patricia. Hello, Neil.
Oh,
hello,
Patricia,
Christian.
You know what? I thought of you today, too. I was like, she has not called in a while. And here you are. What's your birthday?
Hi, Neil.
7/16/58.
What's your question?
Question. Should I write to the board of directors at this community college I'm attending to notify them of the abuse, harassment, bullying, and the retaliation from these certain teachers in this study department that I'm major that I'm studying? I had already put in a written formal complaint 2 years ago, and nothing was done. And the main perpetrator, he is tenured. And of course, I've spoken to the assistant deans and counselors. Of course, nothing was done at all. And of course, my civil and educational rights have been violated. And there are other things, but will writing to them as a way of just doing something to kick them in the balls?
If there's a higher board that can advise you legally or academically on this, if they have to answer to a higher power, the letter might be constructive.
Mm-hmm.
In regard to that, if they don't have to answer to anybody, the letter wouldn't be constructive, and you might have to seek a different way of living aside from that community college. You have to look, first of all, what legal ramifications there are and how effective a written complaint can be, and it can be backed up by a board or an individual that oversees them, their behavior.
Right. Also, the way the complaint is constructed has to be in such a way that does not compromise her position at the university, because or the community college, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Because if it's done in a way that is offensive, you're going to mark yourself as a troublemaker, and you don't want to do that. So you've got to be very careful about.
Well, that's already happened, because when I put in a written complaint, and of course they didn't like that.
Yeah, that's why. That's why.
And I had enough, and nothing. And they're smirking basically because they know nothing is being done to them. And the president is aware of this at that particular college. I went to counselor twice, and it's just. And I'm not one to sit up there and allow some jack off. And I mean, this is women as well, you know, doing this.
Well, you know,
so I can't say it's just, you know, the men, but I've just had it with them, and I'm close to finishing, but I, like I said, I've just had it, and I like I'm glad I took the course I took. I wish I had had the foresight to take it somewhere else.
Yeah. Are you able to leave that community college?
I was wondering, are you in the process of getting any kind of degree, or were you just taking a random class?
Oh, shoot. It is a degree class, but I don't even care about the degree. I mean, I'm close to now. I've got four more classes left, but I'm just at the point where I could just say the heck with it and just move on. Because being in
the
city
and state. But
you
still have those classes under your belt to go to another university, another like junior college or community college. So it's not like you have to trash the work that you've done. You carry that over to another school. Is there somewhere in the area you can go?
No. And I mean, basically, once I buy equipment and get into my own home, I can just learn that way.
But you only have four more classes till a degree? She only has four more classes?
You know what, Patricia? I would say get through those classes.
Yeah.
Get your degree.
Yes.
Quit.
Don't battle
the devils right now. They don't care. Just get your degree and don't let them sabotage you by being obnoxious and jack-offs. Get your degree, Patricia. Focus on that.
It's just been so really difficult living here in this city and state. I mean, apart from them, it's just and I've just had it.
You're in Ohio. Are you in Ohio? Or
Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, Ohio.
Well,
and it's toxic for me, and I'm just...
If the attitudes are bigoted or prejudiced or they're biased against you for some reason, there could be a karmic element in the territory that you're in. It's just not your tribe. It's not your people. It's not your nurturing congregation. That may be. I don't want to jump to that conclusion yet because I really want to encourage you to focus on getting your degree and then from there having a little bit more power to maneuver your life and move it around a little bit. So I'm sorry?
I'm going to be relocating out of the state so quickly.
Good.
That's my
Good
focus is just
Patricia,
getting any job.
Yeah. Okay, Patricia, get your degree and move out.
Okay.
That's the best
Don't
advice.
Squander what you've done. You're so close to finishing, you know?
Yeah. All right.
Okay, Patricia.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Keep in touch.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Okay, one more caller before we close. 860.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. It's Amy. How are you?
Hi, Amy. How are you?
Hi. Lots changed with the do you need my birthday?
12/16/73. I have it. And she's
okay,
a 33.
Cool.
And last time you called, we have only a few minutes, so we got to make it kind of short today. But last time you had called, there was something about a relationship. Are you calling about that today?
Yeah, I am. Everything has changed. I'm so clear, a lot of clarity. I put it behind me, that other person. So I'm wondering if somebody else coming in, because I'm really clear now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you're clear, that's a good sign. You're 43, and 13 is a good element. That's 13 years past 30, and 12 and 1 in your month, and the first number in your day
is
a 13.
Yeah, and she's also 1-3 in her Alpha Omega.
Okay, so what I'm seeing is I am seeing somebody coming in. Now, don't worry about what I'm going to say because it may be symbolic. But the person's very talented in plumbing. If you had a problem in plumbing, they'd know how to fix it.
Oh.
There's something to do with plumbing. Have you had any plumbing problems recently anyways?
No.
Okay.
Guess what? They're coming up.
No.
Just kidding. Just
do you
kidding.
Know anybody that that is a plumber or skilled in plumbing?
I was going to ask somebody, but he's with somebody for a long time.
It's not necessarily that's the person, but this is the marker towards the person. So this is like, you know, a vibe, but you were going to ask this person what were you saying about that?
Well, yeah, we have low pressure in our water, so I was gonna call him to ask if he.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so there is a plumbing problem. That's a plumbing problem. You have low pressure in your water. It may not be a major issue, but it's something that's going on in the plumbing.
Yes.
See, you,
of your home or in the water system. So that's a.
You have a water pressure problem, and you're going to call a plumber for help. Let's translate that now to calling, with that idea in mind, calling on a man, now another man, but with that idea, man, the idea is that you're going to call a man to help you. We're now calling on this man, another man to come in for a relationship. So it's a shift in gears with the same kind of theme behind it. Someone that will increase the pressure of love, you know, the pressure of attraction. It's moving to a different element. And let's face it, we are basically made of water. So you have a low pressure in your water, a low pressure of water energy in your body, meaning you're wanting a relationship, a loving relationship. And we are predicting that a man is coming in that's going to increase that pressure for love.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Very sweet. Very cool.
Well, that's good. At least the other issue got cleared. Glad to hear that, Amy. And let us know how things progress in terms of finding someone new in your life.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Blessings to you, too. Take care. All right. We're out of time. And we didn't even get to our topic. But, you know, sometimes it's nice to just talk to people for the entire show. So next week on Wednesday, we will start with that topic. And we thank our listeners and callers for getting in touch with us today, listening, so on and so forth. And we will speak with you on Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Bye-bye.